Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Chopper.
You all right?
Yeah, EK?
Yeah, I'm all right. I don't really know what's going on, but...
In what way?
Well, normally, on every day when I get into work, there's an email that's gone out to... you and me and Becky and a couple of others from the one that doesn't speak saying what might happen on today's show.
Right.
I didn't get that email today. And then
I didn't get it today either.
I don't believe you. And then I'm sat in the live lounge and you and the one that doesn't speak and Becky all come down together. Becky holding a big box of donuts, which that doesn't bother me because I wouldn't eat the donuts. But you're all dressed really smartly. Well, kind of smartly. You all look like you've made an effort. Some of you better than others. And
Which ones are better than others?
No, I'm not saying, but I want to know what the three of you are up to, because I obviously haven't dressed smart, so what's going on?
Nothing
and I don't
all.
Trust any of you.
We've been to a funeral.
No, you haven't.
We have.
I don't believe you. Becky's put makeup on, and she's laughing.
There's nothing to worry about at all.
But you're up to something.
No, we're not up to anything.
You are up to something.
No, there's absolutely no reason.
I think you may have had a tan as well.
There's absolutely no reason.
There's definitely more gel in the hair, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
It's not gel.
All right, sorry.
Gel.
What is it, wax?
Wax.
Clay.
Wax, yeah. Nothing to worry about, honestly.
What are you up to?
Nothing. It's absolutely fine. Podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ryan.
Ryan, where are you today?
I'm in Milton Keynes.
How can I help you?
I was wondering if you're going to play the 5 to 5 Christmas tune.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing that the last couple of days at 5 to 5. We played a Christmas record. To be honest, Ryan, I think we've played the only two good ones.
I've got another suggestion.
Right.
Because you were saying before that there's a lot of Scrooges around at Radio 1 that don't want you to play Christmas tunes all the time.
Yeah.
So how about playing E17, that Stay Now one?
Stay Another Day?
Yeah, that one.
It's too early, Ryan.
But it doesn't mention Christmas, but everyone remembers it as a Christmas tune.
It is a Christmas tune.
It's a classic.
It is, but can we wait till a bit earlier?
A bit later.
It is a bit earlier. A bit later.
Have you got a TARDIS or something?
we can't do it again. We've done two. We need to wait a few weeks before we start breaking out the Wham and the Slade and the Shaken Stevens.
Please, it's a good tune. And it hasn't got Christmas in it. It can slip under the radar.
But you know, if we do it today, then it sets the precedent and then it slips under the radar. Yeah, of course it does. No one will notice. No, sorry, Ryan. I love you anyway.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
All right, now, someone just emailed me. We were talking about this yesterday, about book signings.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they are going to one this afternoon in Oxford. But you don't say who you're going to... get your book signed by. It doesn't say who the book signing
really?
Is with. No. So email me back, please. Dan, thank you. And please let me know if anyone else turns up apart from you. See, I have this weird fear. We were saying this yesterday.
It's like a phobia you have, isn't it?
It is a little bit. It's like you in sandwich shops. I have a fear of nobody turning up to these poor celebrities' book signings. Mm. And they're just sat there behind a table, chewing their pen, going, I'm sure there'll be someone here in a minute who wants a copy of my book signed. And no one turns up. I have horrible dreams about this. Do you think these people are really confident in themselves?
Well, the people who do the signing.
Yeah, the celebs. They're like, well, everyone's going to want to buy my book, so it'll be
no,
fine.
It's not that,
or is it the PR people going, darling, everybody loves you, it'll be fine, and then no one turns up.
I don't think it's PR people saying everybody loves you. I think they just think it's a good way to promote the book. I think that's how it works.
But what about if there's no one there, or like one or two people there? It's embarrassing. Anyway, Dan, email me back and tell me who it is. I've had an idea, right? Mm. You know we're doing our calendar. We're going to do a Scott Mills show calendar.
No.
Well, yeah, we were going to do a Christmas card, but we've turned it into a calendar and forgotten to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
the show one with the big 80s hair and
right.
makeup.
Right, is this why you're all dressed
you're
up?
You're holding a tyre, aren't you? Or a spanner, I can't remember which one you were.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we're going to get like a makeover at one of those photographic studios.
Right.
And then we're going to have... It's moved on from the Christmas card now. Sorry, we're totally out of the loop on this, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
No, we're going to move it on to a calendar.
Right.
And what we're going to do is, how about we have some signing sessions at various...
I think that would be disastrous.
Like stores. In the UK?
No.
Do you think anyone will turn up?
No, not in the slightest.
You don't think anyone will turn up?
I think that'd be awful.
I think they will.
Well, you two go then.
We won't publicise it on Radio 1 because that would be cheating.
But, yeah, that is cheating.
But we'll just see how many people actually turn up. We'll advertise it, you know, locally where we're going to do it, but we won't put it on Radio 1 and see see if anyone turns up to get their copy of their calendar signed by us. And you've got to be there because we need you in the calendar.
What? Because you think you're great, is that why?
No, that's not right at all.
Therefore, you think people will turn up to your signings when they don't turn up to book all.
I want all of us to be there. It's just that I just want to see if people will turn up or not.
I don't think they will.
You're up for it, aren't you?
Yeah, I think people will turn up.
Well, they turn up for you too. Good.
So you won't risk it. You're not willing to risk it.
I don't think. I think more people would turn up if you two were there.
One that doesn't speak. Are you there? Yeah, he's going to be there.
Right, well, there you go. Then. The three of you, brilliant.
Oh, we can't leave you out.
I have no idea what's going on at the moment. Okay. But I don't trust you.
What, just because we're dressed up today?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Like I said, it's fine. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dan from Rotherham.
What are you saying, Dan?
I'm completely on chapter side. I think there's something going on.
There is, definitely. Thank you.
I've taken a look at the webcam, and Scott's definitely looking a lot more dapper today than normal.
Exactly.
I've just put a jacket on and a shirt, that's all.
It's definitely a step up from your usual scruffy self.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Scruffy self.
Well, it's no pink hoodie, is it, like you had on yesterday?
Well, what's going on then, Dan? Come on, seeing as you know so much.
Well, I don't know. I think that we should put him out of his misery and find out.
Thanks.
There's nothing going on. There's nothing to worry about. Just because we're all a little bit smarter than we sometimes are.
You're such a rubbish liar. You really are.
I love you, Dan. Honestly, there's nothing to worry about.
All right. Love you too.
Okay, bye. Now, you know my duet with Leona Lewis?
That's the end of that, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
You know my duet with Leona?
Yeah.
If you missed this yesterday, it is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Leona came in yesterday, and we wrote a song in the hope that she will put it on her next album and make us very rich. Now, what we've done is, because we hadn't really rehearsed it, and to be honest, I did spring it on her, we have tidied this up a bit, but this is the song. It's called Love Handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles. But can you handle my love?
Can you handle my
love? But can you handle my love?
Aww. Why am I the only one clapping?
Well, in pain at the end?
Oh.
It does sound like...
Do you like it? We've tied it up a bit, though. It sounds quite good now, doesn't it?
It has been tied up a bit. They could have auto-tuned you at the same time, but anyway.
They'll get to that.
Yeah, okay.
Now, already, someone has done a cover version of this on YouTube.
What?
Seriously. They heard our show yesterday. 117 people have watched it so far. If you want to see it, it's called Love Handles the Song on YouTube. I'm going to play you a bit now.
Handles, yeah. I love your love handles. Oh, yeah. Handles. Can you handle my love?
Good, eh?
It's like a live lounge version. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at some points, better singers than us, I think. Not better than Leona, obviously.
Yeah.
But well done, whoever you are. Thank you very much for doing the first cover version. I think there'll be many more. It's going to be like I Kissed a Girl. There's going to be all sorts of different versions of it on YouTube, I reckon, soon.
I don't think you're slightly building up your part here, do you?
We have been working on the verse as well, me and the one that doesn't speak. We've put our heads together. We'll get that laid down soon. We'll lay down some tracks in the studio. And
you don't know what you're saying, do you?
No. We will. We hopefully will release that in time for Christmas, Scott Mills and Leona Lewis with Love Handles.
Oh, could be
download.
Number one. Could be number one.
Well, it's boring, isn't it, X Factor every year?
Yeah, so. It's certainly not in the same league as Love Handles.
It's quarter to five on Radio 1.
Have you got your special pants on today?
Pardon?
Have you got your special pants on today?
Nope.
Radio 1 podcast.
Is somebody coming in?
What do you mean?
Is a guest coming in? And look, is that what's happening? Why is Becky just... Becky's just put lip gloss on.
Oh, she's just doing that to annoy you now.
She wouldn't normally do that.
I have dry lips.
Dry lips.
You can have some if you want.
No, I'm all right, thanks. I think somebody...
Stuart from South Ockenden doesn't think you've got anything to worry about.
Mm.
Someone says, make him show you his pants. Don't believe him, he's lying.
No.
No, we don't need to do that. Someone thinks that This Is Your Life might be coming in to do a show on you.
That doesn't... One, that isn't still going, is it? No. Two, I think there are a lot more worthy people than me.
Oh, don't be like
that. No, seriously. I think
it's about time.
I think somebody's coming in.
I think it's about time they put the red book on
and
you.
And I've got an idea who it might be.
Who?
Is Katy Perry coming in?
Why would Katy Perry be coming in?
Look at that look on your face. You think you're such a super sleuth.
No, don't think of it. I'm just reading people's texts.
What, so people are like, oh, Katy Perry's coming in, so then you think she is?
Well, no, but it does make sense that the three of you dressed up.
Someone guesses is James Blunt coming in?
I would dress up for him, though, to be fair.
So that's why I'm asking.
Are you all dressed up because it's Chappa's birthday and you've all remembered, but he's forgotten about it?
No, it's not my birthday.
No?
See, am I right?
No.
Can you look me in the eyes and say Katy Perry isn't coming in?
What?
You are the world's worst actor. Not that I needed.
Do the face again.
Not that. Right, look at me. Is Katy Perry coming in? God, it's like watching him on the bill. Nothing there.
It's the surgery.
I can't move my face. I can't actually move it, see? Katy Perry or no Katy Perry, the expression would be the same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I honestly had no idea.
Really?
I had no idea Katy Perry was coming in.
Right.
I really didn't know.
Hi. Obviously, Trevor's going to get the invite.
Yeah.
Hi, Katy. Yeah.
You look like you're almost in your pajamas, I feel. I'm kind of disrespected, honestly. Thank you.
This isn't like a... It is stripy, but it's not like a pyjama top.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
My pyjama... I think it's a mean prank.
Also, my pyjama bottoms have an open fly. What? So I'm quite glad I haven't got my pyjama bottoms.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we really are.
Is that too much?
Yeah, a little bit. No, we didn't... I mean, we made a bit of an effort today, Katy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I can tell. We could all go to a really nice place afterwards and have some dinner, but I just don't think you'd be able to come.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's probably a dress code policy. I understand that.
Yeah.
Now,
just kidding. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Totally unexpected.
On a lighter note, hello again.
Hello.
I loved your costume changes, by the way.
Oh, for the EMAs.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate
good.
That.
Yeah.
Sometimes there was only like 2 minutes to change into a whole nother outfit, and I'd be running through the audience literally with slippers on and my dress like half zipped, and I get my skin caught in the zipper and my stylist broke a nail off while trying to hook a dress. I mean, it was a war out there. Yeah.
But you managed it. It was good.
It was fun. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. Lots of different fruits, you know. They're very innocent.
Mm. And the roundabout one.
The apple.
Yeah.
Oh, the roundabout dress.
Yeah, that was good. Roundabout dress.
That was a highlight.
Thank you.
Now, we had Leona Lewis here yesterday.
I love her.
I know, you're a big fan.
She's an angel.
You didn't make an effort for her, though, did you?
I wore a salmon hoodie.
Pink.
Perfect.
I know. But she she's done a message for you, Katy. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew you'd be excited. You love her. I did say that. I did convey
well,
this
listen,
to her.
Well, listen, honestly, and I've said this before, she's probably the best vocalist right now in our time. I don't care where she's from. Around the world, I've seen her play live, and oh my goodness gracious, she just has the most angelic, amazing range ever.
Well, I've got a message for you, which she did live on the air yesterday. So, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I don't know.
Here it is. You sure you're ready?
Well, I didn't bring a change of pants.
That's worse than my pyjama comment.
Yes, it is, sorry.
Okay, here is Leona Lewis's message to Katy Perry. Is there anything you want to say to Katy Perry? She's listening.
Hi, Katy.
Anything else?
You all right?
That's it. I did press her to see if there was anything else, but that was it.
Hi, Katy.
It's this and I'm not going to make it.
Hi, Katie. You all right?
Yeah, that was it. Now, if you
if
want,
I'd have known, I'd have asked her to say more.
I did ask her to say more. I said anything.
You guys are full of cruel and unusual punishment tonight.
Hi, Katie. You all right?
Now, if you want, because it's you, I can get that for your phone, if you want.
For my ringer?
I'm sorry?
For my ringer. For,
yes, you can get that.
Hi,
for...
Katie. You all right?
Have you got one back that you want to send to Leona?
Yeah. Hi, Leona. I love you, and I'm your biggest fan, and all you had to say was, how are you? I'm going back to Mariah Carey.
Oh, amazing. That's probably the worst thing you could say, so well done.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Kitty in Belfast has been on saying, could you please keep Katy Perry every day and have her on your show always? I loves it. That probably wouldn't fit in with your schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was a yes.
We can edit that to make it sound like
We can, definitely. Yeah.
We could do a call-in every day. Come on.
Yeah.
The daily Katy Perry call. Mm. Where are you today, Katie? Hi, I'm just washing my hair. Now, I forgot to say this because you distracted me, but at 5 o'clock, I was supposed to announce a big exclusive on the Radio 1 website. That's fine. I know.
Oh, no.
I know. You know George Sampson, winner of Britain's Got Talent?
Yes.
Well, he has got a new video. Do you know George Sampson?
I don't really know about him, actually.
Oh, okay. You know America's Got Talent?
Yes.
It's the British version of that.
Right.
And what he does is he dances around really well. He's really young. Young girls love him.
Perfect.
And now he's got into singing and rapping as well.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I still think the dog should have won.
No, it really shouldn't.
What is the dog going to do with all that money?
That was it, really, you know.
Awesome, milk bone biscuits.
If you want to have a look at George Sampson's brand new video, I know thousands of people will, go online. It's on the Switch site right now, exclusively at bbc.co.uk/Switch. Do you watch America's Got Talent?
I actually don't own a television.
Right.
Yes.
So you don't see anything?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't see anything!
Well, here's my next question, leading on from that. They laughed at me here yesterday when I said that I liked the Antiques Roadshow. Now, do you love that?
I love that.
Despite not having a TV. How does that work?
Oh, are you referring to the comment where I want to be the host of the Antique Roadshow? Yes, I do, but I never made that comment. But it's a brilliant idea, and I'm so glad they've planted the seed inside my head.
Have you ever seen the Antiques Roadshow?
Well, of course, you know, you lay around during the holidays and there's nothing on, and then you see poor people that go on there and they think, not poor people, like not like rich poor, but sad.
Sad people.
Sad people go on. Sometimes they go on there and they have this little treasured thing that they've had from their grandfather's grandfather's grandfather, you know, and then they bring it and it's like, sorry, Mom, it's 50 cents. that's not going to work. Or some guy doesn't care and he's like, what's the Antique Roadshow? My grandma made me come here and all of a sudden he's a millionaire. I think it's brilliant.
Why would somebody make up? Of all the things to make up about you, that's a really weird thing to make up.
I think it's fabulous. I think you should believe everything you read.
What's the other, apart from the Antiques Roadshow, what's the weirdest thing you've been like, that's not true?
Well, there's the Antique Roadshow that I was just informed of yesterday, and I was like, that sounds interesting. I should see that one.
Did you only say you liked the Antiques Roadshow because you read that Katie wanted to be the host of it?
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He's sneaky.
But they quoted me like I knew the name of the host. I don't really know who he is. Mm. God bless him.
I know. Now, we're doing this, you're doing this gig tomorrow. James Morrison's going to be on as well.
Yeah.
It's called Little Noises. It's in London, and I'm going to be hosting that. I mean, anything you want me to do? Anything you want me to say to introduce you?
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to be a host of anything, you really should have some appropriate costume changes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a lot to live up to with you, haven't I?
Yeah, yes.
So how many would you suggest?
Well, I mean, you always have to one-up the last host, and I kind of try to.
This is not exactly
one-up
the AMAs, though, no offence.
I mean, listen, just do your best. And if that means 14 outfits, then perfect.
Okay, no pressure.
I don't really want to think about you running about backstage half naked, getting things caught in
my
your fly.
Getting caught.
I know.
Podcast. Casey Perry's here. It's the time for duets at the moment, you know.
It is.
There's
it
that
sounds
one.
Like it.
There's, there's James Morrison and Nelly Furtado. They've got one out. And I did one with Leona yesterday. Your favourite?
Hi, Katie. You're right.
Now, I'm just wondering, can I play you the duet that I did with Leona? Just tell me what you think. I love your love handles. Handles. I love your love. Handles.
Precious.
I love your love.
Sounds like a
handles.
Child
handles.
Song.
But can you handle my
can
love?
You handle my
oh, that's actually a really
you
good
my
love. Song. Kind of. If it was more in key.
If it was more in key, yeah.
She said a very similar
that's
thing,
what she
actually.
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually very cute. I love your love handles.
Do you want to be on it?
You can't. Yeah.
Okay, if you could just do the bit for me now, okay. And we can add you in. Okay, go.
I love
your love.
Can
Do you want music?
Yeah. Oh, you're oh good, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Composer.
We just need to add big names. Yeah, Katy Perry, okay. Leona Lewis.
Oh, this is okay. Uncomfortable.
It's fine.
Okay.
She loves it. It's fine. Okay. Okay.
I love you. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. Love handles. Handles, handles, I love you, love handles, 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 I love you, love handles, 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 I love you, love handles, handles, handles. But can you handle my love? Kinda.
That's amazing.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I would have done a harmony if I could hear it.
We can add them on later. Now, before you go today, we're going to have some pictures taken. Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
And you see Becky that works on the show.
Yes, Becky. Hi, it's nice to see you again. You're
she,
all dressed up.
After last time when you came in, she got a lot of stick from our listeners because they said that she looked a bit like Matt Lucas from Little Britain on the photo with you.
I now, can see that.
Can you see the photo?
Yeah, a little bit.
And there's Matt Lucas.
Oh, yeah, definitely resemblance, most definitely.
There is, isn't there?
I'm just kidding.
You deserve that, Becky, for dressing up.
So if maybe we can have some a different picture before we go. So
yes, we should.
And
we should
really, she looks lovely today,
yeah,
she
does look really pretty, yeah.
Tell Katie what happened at the last time you saw her live.
Oh, we saw, yeah. We all came to see you at Scala.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it was great. And when you did I Kissed a Girl, which we were all ready for, there was a bloke stood next to us dressed as Austin Powers. I have no idea why, but he was dressed as Austin Powers.
He wasn't dressed as Austin Powers. He was just in that kind of...
Those are just the people that come to my
show. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
he just
looked he really stood out. Anyhow, just as you started, he farted. And so
just as you started,
he farted. So the whole of I Kissed a Girl, we couldn't breathe.
And sounded like a fart.
It didn't. It was just, it spoiled what had been a great night. But
I'm
it
sorry.
Wasn't your fault.
Farting is very human, you know.
I know.
But not during I Kissed a Girl.
In very
well, that's human too.
Not an enclosed space.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
Gross.
Now, thank you for coming in to see us again.
Thank you for having me.
It's always
me
nice
here.
To see you.
Of course.
And... do you have another message for Leona before you go?
Can I have another message for somebody else?
Oh, yeah, you're off her now. Who else do you want to do a message for? Because they'll probably come in soon.
Oh, really?
Anybody,
who's coming
like.
In soon?
I don't know, yeah, but we'll
you who came in before Leona?
Who do we have?
Was it Bob the Builder?
No, that wasn't.
Oh, Bob the Builder, let's do a message for him! I love him!
You want to do a message for Bob the Builder?
I don't know who Bob the Builder is.
No, right, okay. Well, who do you like that is around music-wise at the moment?
Well, I do know that Taylor Swift is going to be here next year, and I like her a lot. Do you know who Taylor Swift is yet?
No.
Oh, me, fail. Epic fail.
No, it's like you with Bob the Builder. No idea.
True. Okay, well, who...
We might have Joe Calzaghe. No. Right, this is not working.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you for letting me come. I guess I just epically failed.
Oh, no.
That's a message for us. That's nice.
Yeah.
Take that.
Okay, that's nice. Thank you.
I just want to say next time I come, I would love all of you all to be in your pajamas.
Really? Why would you want that? Okay, no, let's
not
argue.
Will you be in yours, though?
Of course, or
okay. So,
oh my God, we're gonna have a pajama
party. We're gonna have a pajama party with.
Pajama party!
Let's do it!
Pizza!
Yeah. Come back and see us soon.
I will, thank you.
We love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, what's occurring?
And now it's time for our guessing game quiz. What's occurring? Play along on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
What's the score, please?
Well, yesterday I got a point, Becky got a point, and Leona got a point. So it's still 0-0, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Okay. Here's your first situation for you to guess at today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, tell me, who is this? Do you recognise this voice?
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time.
Anybody?
Becky?
Oh, I never know how to say it. Barack Obama?
I think you say Barack or Barack. I think it's fine.
Barack Obama.
That's right, it is Barack Obama. As always, I have a question for you. We went out onto the streets of Great Britain and played them a clip of Barack Obama. How many people would guess it's the new president of the United States of America? We asked 15 people. We played them a clip of Barack Obama.
15?
15 people.
12. Going high.
12 people guessed it was him. Becky?
10.
10. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
We played Barack Obama's voice to 15 people on the streets of Great Britain. Would they identify as him?
Seriously, clueless, completely. Was he American? He was American. Okay, can you give me some clues? Like, politician? What politician? He's not Obama, is he? Oh, yeah, I knew it from the very first second. It's Obama. There you go.
Oh, my God, it's someone like Wesley Snipes or something. I can totally see his face as well. I have no idea. Who is it?
So what's your guess?
Barack Obama.
I haven't got a clue, I'm sorry. Barack Obama?
Yes.
Is it? Oh, my God.
That's Will Smith.
Money's on Will Smith.
Yep.
It's Will Smith.
Any ideas who that might be?
George Clooney?
Samuel L. Jackson.
No, I don't know.
What's his name? The actor in Iron Man. Who's the actor in Iron Man?
Barack Obama. See, yeah, Barack Obama.
Kevin Spacey?
A horse for one, Vin.
Is that that new president?
Who do you reckon?
Obama.
I've got no idea.
No idea either. Random punt. Brad Pitt.
Norwich and Coronation Street. No idea.
I thought Kevin Spacey
was going to be the worst guest, but Norris from Coronation Street really takes the biscuit.
Does he mean the man from Iron Man, as in Robert Downey Jr.?
That's all I can think of, yeah.
Okay. Well,
oh, my God.
I know.
How many was it?
It was 5, so Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Next one.
That
play
is
along
unbelievable.
At home. Playing along at home on 81199. You know Britney Spears?
Yes.
She's got quite a good song at the moment called Womanizer. Womanizer, yeah. Oh, you're a womanizer, baby. She says it quite a lot. My question today on Oh, What's Occurring? How many times during the whole song does Britney Spears say womanizer?
Hi, this is Britney Spears and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Yeah.
You still haven't edited that, have you?
No.
Right.
So, during the whole song, how many times does Britney sing Womanizer?
I'm going to go 24.
You're saying 24?
You did that face at me for, Becky.
She did some serious multiplication there. I think she does 5 lots of it, so I'm going to say 30.
Oh.
Okay. So you're saying 24, Chappers. Becky's saying 30. There's only one way to find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many times does Britney sing Womanizer in Womanizer?
Womanizer, 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 you're a womanizer, oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. Womanizer, 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 woman
Now, I have to say, obviously, some of them are proper... No, some of them are proper womanizers. But then sometimes you get, like, one and a half womanizer.
Well, that's what womanizer. I was going to ask you. So what do they? What have you done with that? Have you counted that as one or one and a half or two?
One and a half.
One and a half, have you? Right.
So we've done it properly. And...
yeah, I mean, I don't doubt it, because this quiz is always proper.
Yeah. She said it, sang it, 37 times Becky wins.
Oh, I'm glad I won, but I'm really annoyed I missed out those deep ones. I wasn't counting them, were you?
That wasn't her.
Oh! What's occurring?
One more.
You're just being smug now. Oh, dear. I missed the deep ones out.
You know Greg James?
Yes.
He does the early morning show on Radio 1.
Uh-huh.
4 a.m. till 6:30 is very good. Mm. Now, him and his producer, Neil, they get on very well, don't they?
They do, yeah. Well, yes, I think so.
Yeah, they're best mates.
And he's a very difficult person to get on with, is Neil.
Yeah, sometimes. So, I think Greg does a good job.
He does. Yeah. Must have the patience of a saint.
Here's my question to you. How long do you think Greg James and his long-serving producer, Neil, how long do you think they can insult each other for before they run out of things to say?
Ooh.
Chappers.
Oh, I'd say a good 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Becky.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Sorry, I bashed you then.
Ow. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Greg James and his producer, Neil, throwing insults at each other.
You little slug.
You idiot.
Wally.
Muppet.
Fool.
Loser.
Burke.
Lanky streak of...
farty pants.
Floppy-haired goon.
You collared shirt-wearing buffoon.
At least I can dress properly.
Is that an insult?
Yeah,
oh. Dork.
Nincompoop.
Snail.
You blithering idiot.
You sweaty kebab.
You sucker.
Oh. You old woman.
You grumpy old fart.
You manky old trout.
You salad dodger.
Salad dodger? You steaming pile of horse manure.
You big girl's blouse.
Oh, I can't think of any that aren't rude.
Go on, Neil. It was 55 seconds.
Was it?
Yeah, you get the point, but Becky still wins today's Oh, What's Occurring with 2.
I'd have thought they'd come up with miles more than that.
So did I. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Alicia Dixon and The Boy Does Nothing on Radio 1. She was on Moyles' show this morning. She's very funny. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And you've seen her recently, have you?
There are pictures.
You've seen her recently, have you?
Yeah, I was on Extra Factor with her last Saturday. Her and Jason Donovan, yeah. Really nice she is. Lovely girl. She was like...
Did you do that to her?
No.
Did you do your impression of her to her?
She was only 2 seats away from me when I was watching the show. Jason was next to me, so I didn't do that either. Okay, Becky's Classified is on now. These are actual bargains you can get on the internet. Now, I don't know whether you remember this one, which we played out before.
Wanted. Somebody to go back in time with me.
Remember this? The time travel one?
Mm-hmm.
From a while back?
This is not a joke. You'll get paid once we get back. Must bring your own protection. Safety is not guaranteed. I've done this only once before.
You'll never guess what?
What?
Guess what was on Radio 4 the other day?
I have no idea.
Is it their news quiz? Listen to this, listen.
We start round 2 with a classified ad from a Californian newspaper.
Wanted. Somebody to go back in time with me. You'll get paid after we get back. Must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before.
Now that sounds familiar to me.
It does, doesn't it, actually?
Are they nicking Becky's Classifieds to do on Radio 4?
I need to investigate this. It's not on, is it?
Also, they sound a bit funny because they've got some canned laughter on.
Is that canned laughter, is it?
I don't know, I think it might be a live studio audience.
I think it's an audience, yeah.
The voiceover, Blake, left a much more of a comedy pause than Greg did, though. Have you noticed?
Okay, well, let's do our classifiers now, and maybe we should add some laughter in just to see how it goes, because it worked for them.
Okay.
Right, first one then.
Grandad's Arabic clock. £130.
Oh, it's better, isn't it?
It is better.
It makes beating the credit crunch so much more fun.
Okay, they always get it right on Radio 4, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Is this one of those Arabic clocks that I used to have many of?
Oh, I don't know.
I used to have,
Not 130... What was it? 130 quid?
No, because, I used to go to Dubai quite a lot, and you can buy those, mosque clocks.
Yeah.
I know you're rich, but the amount of mosque clocks you had, you couldn't have afforded them at £130 a go.
they're about 2 quid each.
You spent £6,000 on mosque clocks.
When I used to do early mornings, though, they used to get me here 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Did you travel and come in on them?
No, I didn't.
Just woke you up?
No, it just woke me up with the, Yeah, with the call to prayer every morning.
Yeah.
It's because they're really loud.
You set them at different times, yeah, don't you, to get you up?
Really loud.
You can do that with ordinary alarm clocks as well. Yeah, that's true. You have a special mosque one.
Yeah, I wanted a mosque one, they're good.
90% of the time is pushing it as well.
It was my granddad's clock that he gave to my mother, which she left to me as I needed money, and I'm going to sell it.
I think we need to stop with the laughter now. I'm not feeling it.
Oh, I thought it was still working, though.
Okay. Shall I carry on with
it? Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Taxidermy. 2 stuffed magpies. £20.
Okay. Oh, this is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Have
horrible.
You never wanted a magpie?
No. Stuffed or otherwise.
Stuffed bird?
No, I don't like things being stuffed.
My girlfriend hates them. They have to go.
Yep.
I love the power that girlfriend wields.
Yeah.
She says, out.
They're off.
They're gone.
The stuffed magpies are out of here.
2 stuffed magpies, not in fantastic condition, but majestic enough.
Why would you go out with anybody who owns stuffed magpies?
Why would you want one in the first place?
Exactly.
I saw the pictures, they're quite evil looking.
I bought the first one on eBay, apparently stuffed in 1930. It brought me terrible luck. I bought the second one and had the best luck ever. A bargain at £20.
All right, it's starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah, that's annoying now. Yes. Right. Thank you, audience. Good night.
Now, this one I think is going to come in really, really handy, and we get a bonus.
Fashion photo shoot. Get your hair and makeup done.
Yes.
Plus, club voucher. £40.
Oh, we're going to do a makeover, aren't we?
Yep, exactly. And this one, you get a free club voucher.
Is this good value?
Well, I think it's hair, makeup and clubbing.
Okay.
Bring out the model in you.
Just what we need?
Yep. I need...
Wasn't aware I had one in me.
I need that.
2 tickets to get your hair, makeup and nails done, with free drinks served to you all day, followed by a fashion shoot by a professional photographer.
No, this is exactly what we need!
Exactly, and it's only £20 each.
Right, we need to get this one, because we need our makeover. We've been planning this for over a week now, and now our dreams have come true through Becky's Classifieds. Wow.
You then get to keep one photo for free. You can put it on a CD or get a printed poster of yourself. As well as this, after you get your photo shoot done, it comes with a free clubbing voucher, which you can use for a year at a club of your choice.
What?
It gets you in free with the VIP treatment as well.
So, you get your hair, makeup, nails done, free poster of yourself to hang on your living room wall, and then free entrance to a club for an entire year with the VIP treatment.
A club of your choice. And
yeah,
free drink
to club
as well for the day whilst you're having your hair and makeup done.
Yeah.
How does a club of your choice work?
They can't have organised it with every club that there is for you to get.
No. Do you think they really mind after you've bought the product?
No, maybe
not. But then, yeah, they haven't phoned up every club in the land.
Well, anyway, I think it's a bargain.
Yeah,
whether it works or not, it's cheap.
To be honest, even without the clubbing, it's still good value.
Mm.
You then get to keep one photo for free. You can put it on a CD or get a printed poster of yourself.
Yeah, okay, that's quite
good. You'd love that in your lounge.
I would like that in my lounge.
I've done this already, and it was so much fun. And getting to keep one photo for free is quite frankly amazing.
you're not gonna turn up at Medivet, are you, or whatever the latest club's called, and say, I'm going to be able to get in here, because look, I've got my voucher from when I had my hair and makeup done.
Maybe
on
take a photo.
On a glamour shoot.
They'll recognise you from the pictures.
Yeah. Next!
Giant pumpkin seeds offered in exchange for a cow.
Right, okay.
I have some seeds from the world's biggest fruit called an Atlantic giant. These pumpkins grow absolutely huge.
Mezzan?
Do you have an old cow grazing about and doesn't produce milk anymore? Do you want to swap some giant pumpkin seeds for that cow? Well, let's swap.
Now, I don't have a cow, I quite like pumpkin, so I thought, you know.
I like pumpkin, and I've only just recently discovered this.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
This is a bit like when you discovered Friends.
I know they've had it for years, pumpkin.
How did you discover that you like pumpkin?
The other day when I had some pumpkin soup.
Oh, right.
Which I'd never had before, so therefore I'm thinking that probably I do quite like pumpkin.
So if you could get your hand on a cow...
Yeah, but a lot of our listeners will have cows, though.
Okay.
Watch them all text in now.
I'll eat your cow, and you'll eat the pumpkin.
Well, it's a cow to slaughter.
Is this not the plot
Maybe we could swap
Jack
it for
Jack and the Beanstalk. This is the plot of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Is it?
Yes.
If you don't have a cow, I will consider anything else for a swap.
Oh, but good.
However small. As long as it's worth my while driving to collect it, or you're willing to drop it off at me.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Actually, stuff that. I will collect fish tank plants, overhead projector slides, or whiteboard markers.
Was that in Jack
that's
and the Beanstalk?
That's not the plot.
It's a modern day version.
I like the way he's so specific about what I'm saying to man, but I like the way he knows what he wants. Fish tank plants, whiteboard markers, and overhead projectors.
Remember, your pumpkin might grow into a record breaker if you look after it right.
Oh, yeah.
Then we could climb up and see a giant. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.